sixth parak of Bava Kama, second Mishnah. Inicha Bakama, he left his sheep in the sun area, which was very sunny, as a Maslachaya, straight to the cotton. Or he gave it over to a deaf, mute, insane, or a minor person to watch, which are not people that know how to watch. Yotze Zikachai, then I am Chai, because I should have watched over better. If I put in the sun, he can't stay in the sun and he's going to find his way out and break down the door. Same thing, if I gave it to Chayyah Shoyt V'Kon, then I'm responsible. Mosil Raya, I gave it to a shepherd, Nichlis Raya Tachza, then the shepherd takes responsibility in place of the original owner, and if it damages afterwards, the shepherd has to pay. Dafel Aginavin Enes, Mesham Mashan Enes, it fell into a gina, a vegetable patch, and then it's, he ate from the gina, then he has to pay how much shanoi he had. Now, the question is, why does he pay only how much shanoi he had? He should pay how much he damaged. The damage could be more than shanoi. What do I mean? If the owner, we learned before, if the owner would have fed him some cheap barley, instead of that he ate choicey tomatoes, so a kilo of tomatoes costs a lot more. And a kilo of barley, mashanenis, is enough to pay a kilo of barley. So the reason why you only pay mashanenis is because here he was watching over it properly, and somehow it slipped from the Rishus Rabim into the Gina, which was an oinus. So it's sad the chiyuv of mazikim is potter. It's sad the fact that the Bailam was nene, he has to pay only that no. But yod the kadalka. If he did not watch over his animal and he walked into somebody else's field, then the negligence of the owner caused this hezek, and he has to pay the full price of the damages. Now, there was a whole row of vegetables and he munched away at the row. So we don't know exactly how many tomatoes he ate. And or even if we do know, how do we assess it? Do we assess each tomato individually? So it says Shon Beis Tov Yosef Soda Kama Yosef Yofer Kama Yofer. Tanakama holds that we don't evaluate the how much this row went down in price, because if so, the row, if you look at it as an entity mitzad atzmo, it's going to cause a bigger hezek for the mazik. It comes out more expensive on the mazik. So the Torah has rachmanus to a certain degree on the mazik, even though he wasn't the biggest tzaddik, but even so. And Mela, you assess it, if there would be an entire beis so, which is 50 amas by 50 amas planted, and that had a certain amount removed from it, how much would it go down in price? Which is less, because when you look at the whole big field, a small amount in respect to that amount is not so significant. Rabbi Shimon says no. That if you ate fully ripened peiris, then you pay them as their value, as is, as part of that row, not as part of this whole big field. Okay, if they ate a saw, you pay a saw. If you pay two sen, you pay two sen. Why? Because he says that if they weren't fully ripe yet, then we look at it as part of the big field. But if it's fully ripe, it's ready to be picked, we look at it as if it's on the shelf in the store, and if you have to pay independently for each one, that's that loch.